the population war is a big thing. And I didn't imagine why my name came up to here in the United Nations, the center of the world. But after some days, I received some more information. I was informed that my name was proposed by the delegation of Mozambique in connection with an association of the women with the fistula.
In Mozambique?
Mozambique. It was this association that assigned the proposal.
I'm curious, Father Marquezini, about the relationship between the Roman Catholic Church and the UNFPA.
There is nothing the direct, because I am a Catholic priest, but I work there in this field as a doctor, surgeon. I was the only surgeon of Mozambique able to do this operation. And I started this operation to the surgeons of Mozambique.
When was that?
I started in 1986, the first campaign of teaching. Now we have about 10, 12 doctors able to close a fistula, not very complicated. But many others are still in training. About 25 of the surgeons are training still now.
If I may ask, Father Marquezine, is the obstetric fistula a very serious medical problem in Mozambique?
Oh, yes, it's very serious. No, not only in Mozambique, in all the countries where the facility for cesarean section to resolve an obstructed labor is very low. The problem is this. Why the obstetric fistula arises? There is obstructed delivery, childbirth. The head of the fetus become constructed into the bassin of the mother and compresses the soft tissues, vagina and the bladder in front, and the vagina and the rectum posteriorly. If the tissues remain without blood because of compression some hours, there is a death of the tissues removed. It remains a hole. This hole is the fistula, the vaginal fistula in front, or rectovaginal fissure posteriorly. This doesn't close never. The statistic of the world in this kind of countries are about 2 cases every 1,000 childbirth.
What about in Mozambique?
Mozambique, last year we had 1,300,000 deliveries, about 2,600 cases. So it's a very complicated disease because this is for the life, all the life. It appears, this complication, in the youth. The mother is still young. Then when she had a complicated delivery, the fistula remains forever, all lifelong. So every year, 2,000 in Mozambique. The same case in all the developing countries where the assistance is poor.
Now that you have trained physicians in Mozambique to be able to conduct this operation, has this somehow improved the situation for women giving birth in Mozambique?
The improving is in the cases of women with this complication. The number repair that are cured through the surgery is growing. Now we operate about 500 per year around the Mozambique. But it is insufficient because 2,000 every year forms. 500 done, there is a gap of 1,500 that remains waiting for repair. When we do these campaigns, we discover that the woman with this condition doesn't know that it is possible to cure.
Can it be cured?
Can be cured, but it doesn't know. She doesn't know. The family doesn't know. Also, many people doesn't know because it is an operation that was very rarely done. In Mozambique, I remained the only one surgeon doing this for 20 years.
Are you still working there now?
Now it's better because now we are 15 surgeons able to close fistulas. The situation is better.